A Coral Gables company created an app meant to help drivers fight traffic tickets. But soon it started drawing unwanted attention from the Florida bar. To hear CEO Chris Riley tell it, all he wanted to do was help people fight tickets. The Ticked app uses public data to estimate how much people actually pay for tickets they fight, which is lower than the sticker cost. Riley's company then hires out an attorney to fight the ticket, and users pay a flat rate. To use a cliche, it's an Uber for traffic ticket lawyers.
The entire Ticked model is to use technology, financial innovation. We use big data, the law of large numbers, to make the process of resolving a traffic ticket cheaper, faster, simpler, and less stressful.
After launching last year, the Florida bar put out an ethics opinion warning attorneys they could face complaints if they contracted with the app. Ticked says it became almost impossible to find lawyers to work with them in Florida. So in response, it filed an antitrust case against the bar. A court document that was unsealed last week shows Ticked wants almost $20 million in damages from the bar. The U.S. Department of Justice has filed a statement of interest in the case, in which it sided with the app. The federal government says the Florida bar could be liable for damages in the antitrust case. Riley says the bar's actions have impacted his bottom line.
For us, it was an absolute last resort. From the beginning, all we've wanted to do is grow our company and expand our business and help people out.
The bar declined to comment, citing an open lawsuit. A public trial for the federal case is set for November. I'm Danny Rivero in Coral Gables.